today I sent Joy a little meme image from something on Reddit, and it was a Genshin Impact meme about pole arm users in the characters in the game. And she was like, "Oh, how come you know about Genshin Impact?" Well, and I'm like, "Well, I don't necessarily play the game, but I'm still aware of the, you know, the game and the kind of game it is. I'm familiar with the genre because Papa has played games like this before, right? This type of game. It's like Zelda, on the Switch, right? And there are a lot of games that are similar in nature to Genshin Impact. Also, a lot of grinding involved." I told her, "I'm aware of the grind," and she laughed. Sometimes I will check on Isaac, who's playing League of Legends on his phone, the mobile edition, right? And I know how that works too, because I was playing Dota 2 for a very long time. For 10 years, actually. And I've come to realize that it's a very gratifying thing to be able to identify with your children in areas, in things that matter to them, you know, games, the pop culture they consume. I'm of the generation, my parents didn't understand gaming, right? I grew up gaming from a very young age. I was gaming when I was in primary school, secondary school especially, from the early days. And I gamed all the way till I, you know, was a full-grown adult and a grumpy old man. So while I don't have the time to game as I used to, and I don't have time to build a PC as I used to, I understand the stuff that my kids are into, and it's fun to be able to connect with them in this area, right? To share jokes, to share common interests. Even though I don't play their games specifically, and I guess I could if I wanted to, but I've got other things to do right now. I don't even have time to play the games I like to play. But it's good to be able to connect, to get the references. We share things in common, you know, we enjoy. Son and I talk about Marvel stuff a lot as well, Star Wars as well. But it is a very satisfying thing to be able to share these moments with your kids. Something that I think my parents didn't get a chance to because they were of a different generation. Yeah. I'm also a huge consumer of pop culture, so that also makes it easier for me. And I'm always looking out, you know, for trends, so that kind of, it helps to have kids when you are a person who watches trends and is interested in new ways of storytelling, right? Maybe fundamentally I'm just a big kid inside. One giant kid still at my age. Yeah. These moments you share with your kids, very fleeting, it's very short. Once they grow up, they, you know, have their own friends working or studying in tertiary, I find it harder, I think it'll be harder and harder to hang out. But I think these few years of, you know, growing up from the kids all the way up to teenage, that age, you know, kids' age and to the teenage age, I think that's can be quite tumultuous, but also quite fun, right? Especially if you share common interests together. I know of fathers who are the outdoorsy type, and then their children are also the outdoorsy type, right? Always sports, you know, doing sports or playing football, you know, kind of thing, like my friend Mike, son Matt. Or the outdoorsy type, you know, climb mountain, you know, go out into the wilderness or into the sea. Yeah, some parents do that with their kids. That's great. I'm a literature nerd, gaming nerd, and Japanese culture and anime nerd, right? I'm a weep. Can you imagine that? And my children pretty much are expressions of those interests. My children ended up having those interests as well. Probably some more than others. Maybe not so much the literature part, which I feel a bit wasted, right? My love for literature, my wife's love for reading as well. Somehow they kind of cascade down to the kids. So I'm still, that one I'm still working on. Hey, read some more, le, children, read some more. Le. You can lead a horse to the pond, but you can't make them drink, right? You can lead a kid to a book, but you can't make him read. He's got a want to read, right? Excuse me. I'm trying to hydrate. It's been a hot day. But yeah, it's good to share things that make you happy, I think, fundamentally. Yeah, sharing things that make you happy. I think that's the key.
I've been playing around with like the piano on GarageBand. I watched a few videos. There's like a way where you can change the equalizer to make it sound like those pop songs where they use the equalizer to change the piano to sound more high pitch, sound more low pitch.
Mm-hmm.
How do you make it like change as it's going, as it's playing?
I don't think GarageBand.
You can change it, yeah.
But I don't think not on the fly. I think you have to change it and you play it.
Because I thought it would be the same as when you, for your voice.
Mm-hmm.
Normal mic, you can change the volume as it goes down.
Oh, you mean all that?
Yeah, but the same, I want to do the same for the equalizing.
I don't think, that's not, that automation is not, not available in GarageBand for that feature. It's probably found in Logic. You need Logic for that kind of stuff. If you want, I can get Logic for you. Hey, can you pour me a cup of water? Where's my mug? You learning keyboard?
Not keyboard, just how to use the equalizer.
Where's my mug? Captain America mug. Where's my Captain America mug? Yeah, no, Captain America is me. How can Captain America be mom? If mom had a mug, it would be Wonder Woman. Huh?
Which one's mom's?
Mom's has the... this written on the side, right? Her mug. Yeah. Refill, huh? This pudding very funny. She hear you go by only, she like, you weak. She like, I want to call you already. Just a slut. Slut bird. Shameless bird. You got class tomorrow? Hmm? You got class tomorrow?
Thursday is the most tiring because it's an entire day.
Shouldn't that be the case? Shouldn't school be an entire day?
No.
You make it sound like
for IT,
an entire day, my god.
The entire ITE normally their classes are like half.
Is it?
Half a day. Either one half, the first half or the second half of the day.
Lucky you.
My week on Monday, Wednesday, I have from 1 PM to 5 PM.
Yeah, but you get a free day. That's like an entire free day on Friday, right?
Yeah.
Oh, mia leh. If you were doing like poly, I bet right now or JC right now, it won't be the same schedule already.
Yeah, it's school.
But also, you are expected to do your own stuff on your own time, so you're not. It's not as if you're not doing anything. You're not, you know, you have other things to do when you're not attending class, right?
Yeah, I have to read up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you want Logic, let me know. I can get it installed for you.
For free?
Does the keyboard work?
The one? The actual keyboard?
The USB keyboard? The M-Audio one? Huh?
I haven't been using it.
Oh, okay. But if you're doing that, you got to use the keyboard, right?
Because the pedal...
The SUS pedal is broken, nah. I can buy a replacement. So you get what?
You know those mini mini
piano. But you got full size or you don't use full size?
Full size is all inconvenient. Takes up.
Okay, fair enough.
All those mini keyboards, right? You press the button, it will change it to a different octave.
Wow, okay, all right. But that's even more fun, eh? Changing of tapes.
Maybe like a table-sized pedal, not like a...
The full size. Yeah. Okay. And a sus pedal.
Should be, yeah. Like, those... So the keyboard will be like... Because there's 8 sets of keys. And the 5 black keys. Maybe those pianos, right? I've seen
online, right? Portable one.
It's small.
I know.
It takes up 2 sets. So you can press...
2 octaves. Okay, can. I'll look into it. Yep. Right.